Welcome back into the Lads Talking Footy podcast. It is myself, as always, Sam, joined by Jordan Tana. And for episode 43, it is Super Bowl time. All right, JT. Super Bowl is among us.
Woo.
What a long season it's been. An enjoyable season, I should say,
yes,
of footy.
You still enjoy it, even though your fantasy team kind of
cut
it out?
I drafted on potential and, flopped on that one.
Didn't quite hit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least you didn't get all the way to the final only to be crushed by about 50 points to Brad, of all people, friend of the show, Brad Cook.
Yeah, I will take that on me. Shit GMing or shit league commissioning for me. Pulled the pin on or left it a week too early in terms of our league on that one. But you had a fantastic season on that. Christian McCaffrey, hang your hat on him.
One of the guys in the Super Bowl, Christian McCaffrey, I think just a consistent 25 points every single game got me all the way to the final. And yeah, obviously you need more than one player to get you over the hump. So we'll rebuild next year and hopefully our fantasy team gets there.
Go for there.
Gets the chip.
Before we get into it as well, I'm a Bills fan, so I'll just...
Okay.
In terms of their season, man, I was bloody gutted that they couldn't go through. Yeah. But you've been known to be a Detroit Pistons man, and I wanted to know if you could just clarify for us. You've been jumping ship all throughout the season. For a while there, you had the half and half on Niners, Cowboys jersey. What team are you backing? You got the Browns jersey on right now.
Well, yeah, I have been known to be a bit of a team whore, for lack of a better word. I think people were trying to paint me in a box as a Cowboys fan at one point. I've always silently ripped the Raiders, even though they've been pretty bad for a long time, just because they got that bad boy image.
Yeah.
I got a Browns jersey on right now, so I guess I'm them as well. But if I am going to put it down to one team, it will be decided on Monday when the Super Bowl winner is announced. Now, I'll say I'm a Raiders fan, first and foremost. That's what I'll say.
I rate that. Of the Raiders.
And the Cowboys. And the Lions.
Before we get into the Super Bowl matchup, we just wanted to talk about a surprise team of the year for us. So I'll let you go first on this one, and then I'll come through after.
Yeah, sure. So not Cowboys, but we'll stick in Texas. I was really surprised by the Houston Texans. And, you know, they went from last in the AFC last year with 3-13-1 as their record to winning the AFC South at 10-7 and making the divisional round of the playoffs, which I know that people probably saw them improving with some of their signings like Dalton Schultz and then obviously getting the number two pick in the draft, CJ Stroud. But I don't think anyone saw this from them, to win a playoff game and do as well as they did. CJ Stroud, like I mentioned, was absolutely phenomenal in his rookie season. He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't. I know there's some other good guys like Puka Nacua and stuff like that, but 4,108 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions, and was absolutely amazing in that playoff win that I mentioned, 45-14 over the Browns, where he passed for 274 yards, 3 touchdowns on 16 of 21 passing. He was absolutely sensational, and they've got a rookie QB, but a lot of credit has to go to their rookie head coach as well. D'Amico Ryan, who is probably a strong candidate for coach of the year as well, he greatly improved this team, greatly improved them on offense, from 31st in yards per game last year to 12th. And then their defense improved as well from 30th to 14th. So, man, the Texans showed up, bro. I was really surprised by the Texans. You could argue they're the team in Texas now.
Yeah.
They obviously have about a tenth of the fan base of the Cowboys, but I like them as a team. Nico Collins also had a breakout year, 1,297 receiving yards, which was 8th in the NFL. Tank Dell, the rookie, he was outstanding, 709 yards, even though he missed 6 games. And then another guy who I think was underrated for them was Devin Singletary, who was a signing from your Bills, who never really did much with the Bills. I know the Bills used to be kind of like criticized for their lack of a run game. They ran it well this year with James Cook, but Devin Singletary never really got off on the Bills. But with the Texans, I thought he came in and did a really good job when he replaced Damian Pierce when he went down with injury and a couple of the other injuries he had. He ran for 898 yards, and he didn't really come into the lineup until about, I think, round 5 or 6-ish, right?
Yeah.
So, big props to the Texans, man. A lot of surprises from players to the overall performance of the teams. And I think, a rookie head coach, a rookie quarterback, and such a young team, it's a huge accomplishment to do what they did this season.
I couldn't agree more. I think the key stat is the intercepts. 5 interceptions on the whole season from a rookie quarterback is outstanding, especially the way that he was bringing them through as well. It wasn't like he was just shielding them, and he was gunning for games and playing some outstanding footy.
He was tied with, I think, Dak Prescott for most games as a rookie without an interception. He was going real good for a moment there.
Which is crazy, because hopefully he doesn't end up throwing as many picks as Dak does later on in the season. Yeah. And then if I was to compare sort of their young quarterback and young receiver sort of nucleus to what I think they could become, it would be the Bengals and Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not comparing like for like, but in terms of what those guys could do, I think you've got a young quarterback.
Quarterback with a great arm.
Yeah. And then you've got those two receivers that can just break out these games, and it can be either one of them.
I like the comparison.
Texans, fantastic.
Yeah.
My surprise team of the year was the Detroit Lions. So they've been building, and it may not be that team that blows your way, but I think the ceiling that they've reached this year is what blew me away. Last season, they finished with a 9-8 record and second in their division. The year before that, they were 3-13, last in their division. This season, they finished with a 12-5 record. They won their division for the first time since 1993. They finished third in the NFC, and for a while, we're all looking at that like, are they actually going to take out the conference as well? They won their first playoff game in 32 years against the Rams, the team that Jared Goff had just come from.
Yep.
Matt Stafford coming back in to Detroit to spoil it all and let them know that they essentially picked the wrong guy. Outstanding for them. They took the Buccaneers in the divisional round, and there were only a few plays, I feel, which they could have, I still think they were wrong, but there were a few plays away from reaching the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think Jared Goff showed us he's legit. That run with that he had with the Rams in the 2018-19 season, it wasn't a one-off, and he can create some problems in the postseason. Gibbs, Montgomery, huge. St. Brown, he continues to prove that he's an elite wide receiver in this league. And for me, Aiden Hutchinson, he's going to show that he's going to be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year next year. And Jared Goff and Dan Campbell, I think they can grow from this and attack next year. So Detroit, super impressed with what they did this season. And I'm really looking forward to how that goes.
Detroit, stand up. That's one of my teams. It's one of my 15 teams. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs, I know you mentioned him. Mm. He was fucking outstanding. And I know when we did the show back in the last year, we're putting a lot of emphasis on Bijan Robinson and how good he was doing, like thinking he was going to be the rookie running back that was going to stand out. But this guy, Jahmyr Gibbs, fast forward to now, he took over as the elite running back from that draft class. And he was outstanding for them, even outstanding in the conference finals game last week.
Absolutely.
But yeah, unfortunately, they just stopped running the ball and went a bit too pass heavy, and they left the door open. But yeah, Detroit Lions, very impressed with them.
There's been a lot of chat that the Pistons have been the sacrificial lamb for the Lions this season, which I was laughing about, and just keep losing as long as we can keep winning So, but Detroit, man, stand up, because that was so cool. Seeing the fans, like a fan base like that, where you always see like the Dallas Cowboys, the Niners, the Chiefs at the moment, those type of teams that are consistently in there. And when you get a team that can sort of just ride that fan base where it just 100%. Sort of means a little bit more, it is real sick to see. Now we're going to move on to the Super Bowl. So we're going to talk about the road to the Super Bowl for each team before we get into the matchup itself. We're going to start with the 49ers. So they finished the season with a 12-5 record, winning the NFC. They lost to the Rams, the Ravens, Bengals, Vikings, and Browns this season. And those last three that I mentioned in there, they came in back-to-back-to-back weeks. And that was when you put the little curse on them. They've had scares in both playoff matchups for me. 24-21 against the Packers and 34-31 against the Lions, led by Brock Purdy, an array of offensive weapons, McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, and Ayuk, a dog on the defensive side in Bosa, and the late addition that they had throughout the season, Chase Young as well.
Yeah.
The 49ers have had to grind it out this postseason, but they've built themselves very well, and they're ready to come across whoever they take. So in terms of the road to the Super Bowl, what have you taken away from the 49ers?
Yeah, so the 49ers this season, I was high on them early because they came out like a bat out of hell, and they were really hot to begin the season, and they looked like a complete team, offense and defense. But as the season went on, there was obviously those three games in a row that they dropped, and then towards the later part of the season, they showed a bit more vulnerabilities. And then even in this playoff run, they got the first seed of the NFC, and on paper, they had a much easier run to the Super Bowl than the Chiefs, but they only just got out of those games. Like, they only beat the Packers off of Christian McCaffrey game-winning touchdown, and then 24-7 down, I think they were at halftime, went on a 27-0 run, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it is impressive, but it is worrying signs from what we saw earlier in the season or what we expected out of the 49ers. They are a good team, though. If you look at their team, the names you said on offense and on defense.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely stacked, but there are glimpses of, you know, maybe a lack of focus on the defense end where they give up quite a few points in quick succession like they did against Detroit. And they've just got maybe a question over that quarterback. I know he's playing well, but he does, very rarely, he does have these games where you scratch your head and you go, hang on, he looks a bit shaky here.
Yeah.
Imagine him on the biggest stage, you know? So 49ers, good road to the Super Bowl, but questions.
It's going to be questions. Tough. Now on the other side of that, Kansas City Chiefs. They finished with an 11-6 record, third in the AFC. They had losses this season to the Raiders, the Bills, Packers, Eagles, Broncos, and the Lions. This was the season and the season for everyone else. It was time for the Ravens, it was time for the Bills, and it was time for Tua and Tyreek to step up outside of that Mahomes shadow, but no. We saw a vulnerable Chiefs squad this year, finally. There was frustration all throughout it. It didn't look like the same offense that we've seen before, and it's when the defense really took the stage. Opposition points per game, 16.8, second in the league. Opposition yards per game, 294.7, fourth in the league. Opposition third down conversion percentage, 36.2. That's fifth in the league. Opposition touchdowns per game, 1.9, second in the league. And the sack percentage, 8.58%. That's first in the league. The defense stood up on a whole nother level this season. And then you put Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce out there. Mahomes, sixth in the league in passing yards. Kelce, he just fell short of another 1,000-yard season, finishing with 984. But it's in the postseason where these two always step up. For Kelce, he's had three touchdowns and 262 yards this postseason. The Chiefs went through the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Ravens. Two of them on the road, two of them as underdogs, and Mahomes, he always gets it done.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs, in the year that we thought that they couldn't, they've made it here. The road to the Super Bowl, Jordan, what have you taken away from
that? Man, well, first off, their playoff road, I call them the traveling Eskimos because they went from cold to cold to cold all the way through the playoffs, man. I think they had the 2024 version of the Ice Bowl against the Dolphins in their first game, and then going to Buffalo and Baltimore, it's never going to be hot up there. So they've had to do it cold, and they've gotten hot in the cold environment because they started off the opposite of the 49ers. I actually thought they looked a little bit shaky. Their defense has been really good all year. That is something that you highlighted very well. But their offense hasn't quite looked the same as it has in years past. I think Mahomes had 14 intercepts on the year, which is quite high for him, and not as much touchdowns to, you know, negate the effects of those intercepts as he would in years prior when he goes like 45, 50, you know how he does.
Yeah.
But as soon as the playoffs flipped into gear, I was thinking the defense is really good. If these guys can get it right on offense, which they haven't completely, but they have definitely stepped up compared to what they were during the regular season, they're going to be a problem. And they were a problem, especially in the Bills games and the Ravens games in the last two. Mahomes, 215 yards against the Bills on 17 of 23 passing and two touchdowns. And then Kelce was 75 yards and those two touchdowns that he passed him to. And then the Ravens, Mahomes again, 241 yards on 30 of 39 and one touchdown. And Kelce got that touchdown with 116 yards. So, man, when it's time to put your money on two players, when everything's up against the wall, it's Mahomes and Travis Kelce. And they were underdogs in both those games. I haven't checked the lines. The last time I checked was about a day ago, which I think the Chiefs were this very slight favorites on Sport 365.
I believe it's at 2.5 still. So
still for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
So the bookies have obviously learned their lesson. But when you put these guys in underdog roles, I reckon you have to attack that line, man.
I couldn't agree more. Now, as for the player matchups that we want to talk about, I'm going to just go with one before we pass it over to you. For me, the player that I sort of think that you should watch in this one is Nick Bosa. He'll be remembering that 2020 Super Bowl and wanting some revenge on this one. Bosa leads the NFL in 104 quarterback pressures this season, including the playoffs, and that is the one thing that is going to be key in this one. Patrick Mahomes has to be stopped. There's only one man on that team that can do it, and it's Nick Bosa, so keep your eyes on number 97 because he's going to need to have a big one in this.
Yeah, Nick Bosa, he is an animal, and I've gone the same way for my key player, but I've gone key players because I didn't know who to choose out of these guys, but that is from the defense of the Chiefs that you were talking so highly about. I really wanted to go L'Jarius Sneed on his own because he has been fantastic this whole year. He always guards the best guard, best guys, sorry. And he will be a tough night for Debo, probably. McDuffie, I'm guessing, will be on Ayuk.
Yeah.
So he's going to have his work cut out with him with Debo, but he has been so good all year. 55.5 rate, which is fifth amongst cornerbacks in the NFL. Only given up one touchdown on him all year, which was that tight window catch by Shakir for the Bills, which buzzed me out when I heard that in the stats. I was like, really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's only given up that one touchdown, and it was a real just like just got in the field, caught it just in front of him, still had a great contest. And then obviously made that huge play against the Ravens where he knocked the ball out of Flowers' hands. So I think with Brock Purdy being somewhat of a gambler in the way he passes and he likes to make tight window throws to like Kittle and tries to like, you know, push his passes when they're not a very pass heavy team.
Nah.
They're 32nd in pass attempts in the NFL. But when he does pass, he puts it in a little bit of danger, and Sneed is not a guy that you want to give the opportunity with a bit of danger. So I'm going to highlight him, but I also think because of that opposite effect of them not passing as much and running it more with Christian McCaffrey, I think Chris Jones is going to be very important here because he does a lot in terms of pressuring the quarterback, which will also be important against Brock Purdy. 10.5 sacks, 30 tackles, and 13 tackles for losses on the season. He's going to put a lot of pressure on Purdy, but if by the odd chance they start sending Christian McCaffrey through his lane, I think he's a really good tackler. And he's really good at, you know, adjusting and having quick feet for such a big guy and tackling those running backs and making sure that they don't get good yardage. So I think Chris Jones will be very important here too. And both those guys are key players to watch on that Chiefs defense.
I read it. Now, before we get into the Super Bowl, our predictions for it, it's always my favorite time of the year and the wacky and the wild stats that come with it. So I'm going to rattle off a couple. Taylor Swift in her first season in the league makes the Super Bowl. That isn't one I probably got down, but it is a funny one. So 16 of the last 19 Super Bowl winners have worn white jerseys. One of those winners not to wear a white jersey were the Chiefs over the Niners in Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs will wear red and the Niners will wear white. Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, they are the only quarterbacks to ever beat Pat Mahomes in the playoffs. If the 49ers win, Ed and Christian will become the second father-son combo to win a Super Bowl for the same franchise. Kyle Shanahan's dad, he won three Super Bowls with Ed McCaffrey, so now their sons have a chance to win one together, which is pretty crazy. Patrick Mahomes, he can become the first player to win back-to-back Super Bowl MVP since Terry Bradshaw in 1979.
Damn.
The last time we had a leap year, these two teams played in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs won 31-20. Travis Kelce, he scored in that game. Patrick Mahomes, he won MVP. The Kansas City Chiefs have now been to four Super Bowls in the last 5 years. They've won two of them, and the only person to stop Mahomes is Tom Brady. And now, this one's an absolute doozy. Patrick Mahomes in the last two postseason, 6-0, 1,422 yards, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Wow.
That's against the Jags, the Bengals, the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Ravens. The key one on there, zero interceptions. When it comes to postseason, Pat Mahomes is clinical and he is lethal.
Absolutely crazy. I've got a few stats here as well that I just thought were funny when I was looking them up as well. So this will be the ninth Super Bowl rematch. If the 49ers win, they will tie the Steelers and the Patriots for the most Super Bowls of all time. Last year, you'll remember the Chiefs and the Eagles had an epic shootout, and you'd think that would be up there for points, most points cumulative in a Super Bowl. But it was actually the 49ers and the Chargers who hold that record with 75 combined points, 49-26. A little funny there with the numbers, 49, the 49ers scored. 49-26 was the score in that one. And Christian McCaffrey, I'm expecting him to go run heavy. He could have a big game. He could be looking at the stat for the most rushing yards in a Super Bowl, but he's got a hell of a job to do because Timmy Smith of the Washington Redskins at Super Bowl XX2, which I'm guessing is 22. I'm not too good with Roman numerals, but 204 yards he got. So he's got quite a hype to get that. Here's a couple of funny ones. The first Super Bowl ticket in 1967 cost $12. Tickets this year start at $8,188, with the average price being around $9,800.
I've seen a private booth for Super Bowl Vegas. I think it's going for $2.6 million.
Yeah, and that was, I believe, Christian McCaffrey's mum was trying to get it, right?
Yeah, and she said she couldn't afford it.
Yeah, which is kind of like, sort out your talents, parents, right?
Yeah.
Give them a free suite, but also it'd be hard to miss out on $2.6 million. And then finally, Brock Purdy is the lowest drafted quarterback to make the Super Bowl, but two undrafted quarterbacks have made it, Kurt Warner and Jake Delhomme.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. As for predictions, you go first in this one. I'll follow you after.
Okay, so I am leaning the Kansas City Chiefs because I do, you know, drum this mantra into the ground. It is that defense wins championships, and you already laid it out perfectly. They're second in points and yards allowed per game. The San Francisco 49ers do have a great offense, third in the league, but I like what the Kansas City Chiefs have been doing through these playoffs on the offense. It hasn't looked too bad compared to what it looked during the middle of the season. If you had asked me maybe in round six who would win this game, I'd probably say the 49ers, but right here, right now, I'm going to back the Chiefs. They've held 7 of the last 8 opponents to under 21 points. They're only averaging 13.6 points conceded in these playoffs compared to the 49ers, 27.5. And the 49ers are a run-heavy offense, like I mentioned before, but they just dealt with another very run-heavy offense in the Baltimore Ravens, and they only held them to 10 points. So I think the Chiefs are not going to be shocked too much. Mm. I know Christian McCaffrey is probably a better runner than anyone, including Lamar, that they have on the Baltimore Ravens, but they're not going to be too shocked, I don't believe, by what the 49ers can offer to them. So I think they'll be able to do a good enough job to slow that down. Like I said, the offense is starting to come right. And like we said about these guys, you've done all the stats on Patrick Mahomes. You've done all the stats on Travis Kelce. They have experience. They've been to 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls. Purdy is a second-year quarterback. As good as he's looked, it's a big bright lights for such a young man. And Mahomes is becoming someone that I don't bet against in big games. He is like the new Tom Brady for me. I can't bet against him. Mahomes is also 3-0 in his career against the 49ers. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the 49ers 23-20, 2 touchdowns apiece, but more field goal opportunities for the Kansas City Chiefs getting it done.
I love the score that you just give them. My prediction for this one, Kansas City Chiefs win this.
Oh, okay.
The last 2 Super Bowls have been won by exactly 3 points, which is on the money where you are there. This year, I'm picking a 23-17 Chiefs win. The Chiefs, if you want to look it up on the TAB at 1-13, you'll get a nice $2.64. I could not agree with you more, though. Yeah. I've bet against Patrick Mahomes just recently as
well. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
And I'm not going to do it again on this one. I couldn't agree more with everyone that sort of just says it's never bet against him. It's the matchup that we all want to see him win this back-to-back MVP. We want to see the accolades come in, the GOAT conversation continue, chase Tom Brady. This is your time to shine. This is your Super Bowl. Go out and get it. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs to win this one, and I will take Pat Mahomes at MVP on that as well.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I will also go Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a boosted odds there as well at $2.60. Now, we'll get into some bets around the Super Bowl. I'll kick us off. Anytime touchdown scorer, Travis Kelce. He's scored in 2 of his last 3 Super Bowls, and he's at $2 in this one. There's a power play on there. Each team to score 1+ rushing touchdown and 1+ passing touchdown at $3.60. And I've tied in a nice little multi. The Chiefs, -3.5. McCaffrey, Kelce, anytime touchdown scorers. Kelce, 5+ receptions. McCaffrey, 50+ rushing yards, $8.50. Bank that.
Okay, so I've also joined you on the old bet builder on Sport365. I've actually gone a little multi as well. I've gone Kansas City, +3.5 point spread. So like you said before, the last couple of Super Bowls have been decided by less than 3 points. Just in case they don't get it done, I think they can squeak in and cover that line. So Kansas City, +3.5. I've gone under. I know these teams have got, you know, offensive potential, but
defense. The
defenses are good, man. And I could see this game going under the 53.5 points that I've got it here as. Christian McCaffrey. He's been doing it for me all season. He's been doing it for my fantasy team. He's been doing it for his team. I think it's just kind of guaranteed at this point that he gets a touchdown, especially in such a run-heavy offense. And especially with Kyle Shanahan, he's good at opening up seams for Christian to score in the red zone. So I think he will get his touchdown. Brock Purdy, I've got him overs at 0.5 interceptions. I like what Chris Jones and the other defensive tackles can do to put pressure on him. I know he's got one of the best passer rates against the blitz, but I still think with L'Jarius Sneed and McDuffie and players like that out in the backfield, I think Willie Gay might be coming back. I don't know if he's cleared yet. But with players like that in the backfield, I could see an intercept happening with a bit of pressure on him. So I've got him at over 0.5 interceptions. And then lastly, Travis Kelce, over 70.5 receiving yards. I'm expecting a big game from him. I'm expecting a big game from Mahomes. I thought his total passing yards were just a little bit too high for me to play. So I'm going to take Kelce because I think he can be the main weapon and the main target that gets a lot of receiving yards in this game.
I like that. Before we end it, it's always...
Oh, and that's paying $15. So $10 I've chucked on, $150 I will hopefully get back.
Before we end this one, it's always a good one to talk about. What color do you reckon the Gatorade's going to be at the end of it? I think purple is at the lead on this one, followed by orange, red, yellow, and then I think clear. I'm going to lean towards red. I know all the types are going to be mixed, but we've got 49ers and we've got Chiefs, both covered in red. I'm going red for Gatorade.
Yeah, I'm going to actually say the Chiefs will win and they'll be doused in a nice yellow that goes with the red and yellow on their trim of their uniforms.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it is a yellow. I don't know what that's paying, but that's what I'll be betting on.
Nice. And lastly, who's going to be the hardest horser come Super Bowl? Oh. Are we going to get to see a Tom Brady kind of special from Pat Mahomes, or are we going to see sort of Brock Purdy show his age, McCaffrey cut loose? Who do you reckon's going crazy?
I mean, you've forgotten the one name that is like a proven horser at all the parades. You've got to fight for the right to party. It's Travis Kelce. It's got to be Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I reckon he's going crazy. Taylor Swift's going to be with him as well. So, yeah.
I mean, he might be tame now that he's got a, you know, the
she'll
old
be
girl.
Back. She'll be back on tour.
Writing songs about him.
Yeah. All right. That's our Super Bowl special in the books. Enjoy the day. I can't wait to cut loose on it. Up the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll see you not too long from now for some NRL chat.